I'm trying my best to give you a heads up of what's about to be unleashed against us all in 2022. And it may even start before 2022. In fact, if we get through Christmas and the New Year's without anything big breaking, I'll be amazed. But the best metaphor for this is thinking about Godzilla. Now, Godzilla attacks Tokyo. And then let's say something shows up to fight Godzilla. And I don't know what all the monsters are in you know, TV, sci-fi history, but let's just say it's a giant transformer. So let's say Godzilla and a transformer are fighting. Well, as they're fighting, people are getting stomped on. Buildings are getting smashed. Cars are getting thrown around, right? Bad things are happening down below the monsters. And those people down on the street, that's you and me, folks. And there are two big monsters fighting right now. It's not Godzilla and the Transformer. It's actually the White Hats and the Black Hats. And I don't know, is Godzilla a good creature or a bad creature? It depends on, I think, which movie you see. But globally, on an epic scale, the White Hats and the Black Hats are in a war. And that war is about to go kinetic in 2022. And when I say kinetic, that's not exactly right. What I mean is both sides are playing for keeps. It's all cards on the table. And they're going to invoke every strategy they can possibly think of. Every disaster that is something that could benefit the Black Hats, well, they'll create it. So yes, they're going to have a financial reset. Yes, they're going to have banking system cyber attacks. Yes, they're going to have food shortages, scarcity. Yes, they're going to have probably a freeze on the dollar and the banking system. Yes, they're going to have maybe power blackouts in certain regions and so on and so forth. And the White Hats, meanwhile, are trying to take these people down, and the White Hats are using, you know, kinetic operations. They're taking people out. They're arresting people. They are exposing people, especially those with the Epstein connection. In fact, a lot of that has been happening already. You saw the CNN producer just got arrested for raping a 9-year-old. Somehow, nobody's surprised anymore that CNN is run by pedophiles, right? And by the way, that producer worked with Chris Cuomo, who's also gone from CNN. Isn't it interesting? Also, Chris Wallace just resigned from Fox. Isn't that interesting? I'm not saying Chris Wallace, I'm not saying anything negative about his private life. I'm just saying a lot of people are quitting, resigning. Some people are being arrested. Some people are being charged. CEOs of Walmart and many other firms are stepping down. Heck, Jack Dorsey stepped down from Twitter. And this is the result of the Godzilla versus giant transformer war. And you're going to see a lot more of this, and it's going to get even nastier. You're going to see documents come out, perhaps videos, maybe videos from the Epstein mansion. You're going to see more flight logs coming out. You're going to see photos. You're going to see lots of things that will blow your mind. Audio recordings, phone call recordings. Okay, so all this stuff is archived. Every video that Epstein ever took is in the hands of somebody. Every phone call is in the hands of somebody, and every banking transaction and so on. So 2022 might be called the year of fallout, because there's going to be all of this sudden weaponized transparency. You know, to take down the bad guys, you're going to see things come out that are going to be absolutely shocking. Actually, it's already begun. And then in response to that, the Black Hats, the bad guys, are going to be pulling out every disaster scenario they can possibly come up with. You know, biowarfare, EMP, nuclear accidents, nuclear terrorism. You saw in New York recently, they were running chemical attack and bio attack drills in the subways and in the parks. That's not a coincidence, folks. That's what they're planning to do. Israel running a 10-nation exercise for a cyber attack against the banking system. Not a coincidence, they're going to attack the banking system with cyber warfare. You've seen other exercises involving pandemics. You've heard a lot of talk about smallpox and Marburg and weaponized Ebola. All right, that all this chatter is there for a reason, because these are all the cards that the deep state is going to play in their desperate move for survival. You know, they know that the white hats are coming for them. And I can't even express to you how big the effort is right now on the side of the white hats who are, they've had enough. A lot of them were on the sidelines during the 2020 election. Seriously, a lot of them, they didn't really like Trump that much. And I'm talking about people in the military and military intelligence units and so on. But when they saw what Biden did in Afghanistan, that event right there brought a lot of people over to our side, folks. A lot of people. And when they found out about the intense pedophilia, child trafficking that's run by Democrats and top leaders in big tech and in big media, man, that flipped a lot of people real fast, because it turned a lot of stomachs. I mean, nothing changes a man's mind about who's really evil more than showing them the truth about, you know, some left-wing billionaire pedophile who rapes children in their dungeons. That's a wake-up call right there. For a lot of people, it doesn't matter what their politics are. That's just, you don't mess with kids, okay? And that was the tipping point. So now you have a worldwide effort, and it's around the world. And there are people with real money all around the world. And in every country, on every continent, who are now going to war with this deep state cartel. I don't know what you want to call it. The globalist, the depopulation agenda. There is a full-blown war being waged right now against all that. And the battlefield has been set. The lines have been drawn. And you and I, we are just the little tiny peons caught in the crossfire of what's about to happen. And I think that's the proper way to look at it. You know, you and I, we don't control billions of dollars. We don't run the pharmaceutical vaccine operations. We don't print money at the Fed. We don't have armies that will follow our command. Those are the big guys doing all that. You know, we don't have satellite weapon systems that can fire lasers and kinetic rods down upon the surface of the earth. You and I don't have that, but there are people who do. Those are the Godzillas of the world, and they are at war. And there's going to be a lot of fallout. So the upshot of all this fallout, which is, like, I can't overstate it, how severe it's going to be. The upshot is, you better be ready for countries to fall. You better be ready for currencies to collapse, for logistics to crater. You got to be ready for scarcity of food and fuel, power grid failures, ammunition out of supply, everything. I would say that all the prepping that I've ever taught over the last 20 plus years it's all coming down to this. This is the big event. Well, not one event, but the big year. 2022 is going to be the year that lives in infamy. It's going to be something we never forget. And a lot of people will not survive it. And this isn't just, by the way, I'm not just grabbing this out of thin air. This is based on conversations. This is based on intel. This is based on sources. And, you know, having a couple of decades of being in this industry and knowing what's about to happen, you know, having a good sense of where things are going. And I don't know if you can tell from the tone of my voice, but I don't have a good feeling about this at all. I have a sickening feeling about it. I just wish I could warn more people, because what's coming is going to be just so devastating. We're going to lose so many people that we know, family and friends and entire communities, and many good people will be lost in this as well. In fact, at some level, you know, this war has already started with the vaccines. Simultaneous with this is going to be the mass die-off from the vaccine side effects and immune reactions and cancer and all that. So stay on track, folks. If you've been prepping, keep prepping. If you've been expecting economic collapse, you are absolutely correct. It's coming. If you've been prepping for social chaos, keep prepping. It's coming. It's like every bad scenario is going to coalesce at the same time. And if you haven't been prepping, well, I hope maybe this is the fire under your ass that you need to start. You better get started. This is no joke. Wow. 2022, world on fire. World at war. A lot of the war will be covert, but it will spill out into very overt things when it comes to, you know, financial collapse and so on. And the thing is, these globalists know that it won't take much to set off the social chaos, which could very quickly spill into civil war in America, or they hope a race war. Of course, we don't want to go down that road at all. But they're going to try to spark every kind of social chaos scenario that they can think of. All right, so double down on growing your own food. Double down on getting ready. Take this time, holiday time here. We've got Christmas coming up and New Year's, and you might have a few days off. In my opinion, you may want to dedicate those days to more prepping. That's what I'm doing. Well, that's about all I'm doing, except for I'm going to be filming some more prepping videos for you. I'll have those up on prepwithmike.com. More content coming. Growing your own food, things like that. All right, so get ready. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Also, don't forget to check out newstarget.com. And, of course, watch more videos at brighteon.com. Take care.